my people which are called by my holy name will humble themselves and seek my face. If they pray, if they pray, if they pray.
Welcome to Worship in the Word. Today we're turning to Matthew chapter 4, verse 12.
Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Ephraim, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Ephraim, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Okay, so we see here that there was great darkness in the land. And of course, we could look in our own country and see great darkness in the land. But there was a great light that came, and that light came in the flesh, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And he began his preaching by saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, the Hebrew word for repent, which he would have spoken, is teshuvah. And it is similar to the word repent, which repent is an old English word which means an about face, turning away from our previous life and turning to a new life with God. And so Jesus says here that when we make that turning point, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We are moving into the kingdom of God. Now, the Hebrew word teshuva, like I said, is similar to the word repent, but it is deeper, and it really means a journey with God, and a journey toward the Shekinah glory and presence of God. So let's go to our next verse, Luke chapter 13, verse 1.
There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or these 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were the sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish.
So we see that Jesus is saying emphatically that unless we repent, we're going to perish. Now, he prefaces that by talking about these people that had these horrible things happen to them. And of course, back in those times, and even sometimes today when bad things happen to people, there's a judgment sometimes. People think, well, what did they do, to deserve such things? And Jesus is saying it's just bad things happen. There's a book written, Bad Things Happen to Good People. So in life, we're going to live life. There's going to be bad things happen, even when we're doing the right thing, making the right choices. Bad things may happen to us.
Yes.
But the way of escape, he is saying, is through this teshuvah, this journey with God. So no matter what happens to us, we have an avenue of refuge, an avenue of escape, and that is our journey with God, turning to him. And there has to be a contrition for the sins that we've committed in the past, and a desire to go beyond that. We're turning from a selfish life to a life that is given over to God, and with a desire to give him glory with our lives. So let's turn to the next reading. It's Luke chapter 15, verse 4.
What man of you, having all 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it up on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance.
This is a phenomenal thought that and perhaps you're the person listening to me today, and maybe you're that sinner that drifted away from God, and yet he's waiting for you to make a turn toward him. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, he says that all heaven has a hallelujah party. They rejoice over the fact that you have turned your life around for him. That's a powerful thing to think about. All we have to do is make that one decision, and we engage the whole kingdom of God, angels and principalities, and Jesus said, I put angels about those that love me. So when you turn around and turn toward God, the kingdom of God rejoices, and you begin to receive the blessings of God. Thank you for listening to Worship and the Word. God bless you.